History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something stirs in the soul when you hear the Olympic theme playing at 12:30 Central Time today. The Olympic Games in Paris, France are going to kick off. And we are pleased to be joined right now by a woman who Sports Illustrated called the greatest female athlete of the 20th century. Our own Jackie Joyner-Kersee, winner of 6 Olympic medals, 3 gold medals. She still to this day holds the world record in the heptathlon that she set over 20 years ago. She's going to be heading over to Paris sometime next week, but she's kind enough to join us today. Jackie Joyner-Kersee, welcome back to KMOX.
Thank you so much. I get chills when I hear that theme song. Yeah.
Me too. Me too. So this is, you know, you, I think, are arguably the greatest athlete that our region has ever produced. The Olympics, the Summer Olympics, come around every 4 years. You competed in them. Tell me what's going on right now in the heads of those athletes who are getting ready to have the grand procession down the Seine River. What's the feeling like for an Olympian coming up to this opening ceremony?
You know, the feeling is like unreal, because now it has become in real time. So once they're doing the procession with the opening ceremony, this is really going to be happening. And so the anxiety and everything that occur afterwards, because the ceremonies, the opening ceremony is a lot of fun. But then, you know, after all that fun, now it's about competing. And so it's good that they're able to do the opening ceremony, allow some of them to relax and not think about so much of the competition. But they're in that element where the environment, where it just feeds off each other with the fans and with everyone, your family and friends around you, like, wow, we are at the Olympics and these are the Olympics and they're about to commence.
Yeah, it's got to be just an amazing feeling. And here you're competing against the greatest athletes in the world. You're the world record holder in the heptathlon. There's never been a decathlon for women track and field athletes. Men have a decathlon. Do you have a feeling? Should the women's track and field events include a decathlon?
You know what? They've been pondering with that, and I've never been a fan of it. And the reason I'm not a fan of it, because I think that when it comes to grassroots programs and being able to have equipment, the pole vault pit, or access to some of the different events that's in the decathlon, which I think you would lose a lot of young people who want to do it now. They have had, you know, different people doing the decathlon, and it's good. But for me, I just love us being able to see the best of the best dominate in the heptathlon, being able to see our young people consistently score over 6,000, then get 7,000, you know, being where you have the interest there, people wanting to pour into the heptathlon. Yes, if they go to the decathlon, it's new, the interest, the curiosity would be there, but then that becomes fleeting, you know. So in order to build interest in the multi-events, I think it's good. The men do the decathlon, the women do the heptathlon, and then, you know, they could do exhibition. They want to do the decathlon, you know, for the women.
Yeah, so Jackie, you said you were going to head over there next week. What events are you planning on seeing in person while you're there in Paris?
I would see most of, starting with some of all the track and field events. I'm very, very keen on the heptathlon, you know, being able to see Anna Hall compete against Nafi and Belgium, who will be going for her third, trying to get a triple crown in the heptathlon, as well as Katrina from Great Britain. So it's going to be a great competition, you know, and it's just good to see. I love seeing athletes that are in the multis when they score in 66, 67. You know, if I was competing in my mind, I would be thinking that I need to score over 7,000 points if I want to win it. That's how we would be training. And so also I'd be watching the 400 hurdles with Sydney McLaughlin, who's my husband coaches her. And then, you know, in the sprints, you know, being able to see both the men 100-meter dash with Noah Laws, Fred Curley, Benacki, then, you know, with Sha'Carri Richmond being able to go up against the Jamaicans, try to see if we can break that up. You know, Gabby Thomas in the 200. You know, the list could go on and on. So I'm going to be there. Tyra Davis in the long jump. Definitely going to be in tune to the events that I competed in and try to help us bring on, you know, gold, silver, or bronze.
Right. Jackie, I think track and field is by far one of my favorite events to watch. Outside of track and field, what would you say your favorite Olympic sport is to watch?
Oh, wow. Now that is... You know, I love, you know, basketball is something I did, you know, I love watching swimming as well. The gymnastics, you know, Simone Biles, you know, hey, you know, when you got the best of the best in the world, you want to go and see them. And I remember when my physical therapist, his name was Bob Forster. So when I was competing and he was into wrestling, so I would go watch the wrestling match. So I got to see John Smith compete a lot. And it was like, so I could just relax, get my mind away from what I was doing, boxing. Whatever my schedule would allow me to do, I'm going to be able to do that. So I'm going over. I got to do some ambassador work, but I don't have to worry about conserving my energy. So wherever I want to go, I'm going to try to go volleyball, you name it. Hey, all in.
I'll tell you what, if I could be anybody in the world, I would want to be Jackie Joyner-Kersee at the Olympics. You've got to be royalty out there. And I know you've worked with all these athletes, the young athletes. Your legacy is just monumental in track and field, not just women's track and field, but in sporting in general. You're the greatest athlete we've ever produced here in the St. Louis region. Thank you for your time today. Safe travels to Paris. And bring home a winner.
I know. Thank you. You all keep up the great work. All right. Thank you.
Jackie Joyner-Kersee, our very pride of St. Louis.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.